This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight. Today I'm joined by Noreen Olson, who's President and Executive Director of the Colby Olson Foundation. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Elva.
Can you tell me what your organization's vision is?
The Colby Olson Foundation was started after my son Colby passed away. Colby was a gay man in our community. It was overwhelming to see how the community came together. I realized at that moment that I needed to do something meaningful with my son's legacy. We decided to go ahead and start a 501c3 foundation, which focuses on youth and seniors in the LGBTQ plus community. So basically, we focus on issues that affect the LGBTQ community for both youth and seniors, and also we create funding for other LGBTQ organizations. We also have programs to serve the community on a daily basis. Our mission is to reach out to the LGBTQ community, but the entire community as a whole, and extend ourselves to the community and build bridges with education, and also inviting the entire community to build a better foundation, to talk about the issues that affect us immediately, also to improve the community as a whole. We have several different programs that we do. For example, we have our co-lead program, which is the Colby Olson Learn, Earn, Achieve, and Dream program. It was part of the University of Arizona Health Sciences summer program last summer, and it will be this next year. We are extending ourselves to all of the high schools, to USD, Pima Community College, so we will be doing a lot of groundwork to offer this program to other educational institutions. What that program does is basically how to write a resume, prepare for an interview, build confidence when you're presenting, create your own mission statement, your own personal goals, and how to achieve those goals in a very deliberate and meaningful way. Very excited about that program.
You recently acquired the Tucson Observer. Can you tell me about that?
Tucson Observer was the first LGBTQ publication in the state of Arizona. We are going to extend ourselves to organizations in the Tucson community, business owners, where we're also sharing inspirational stories to see that there's so many possibilities that people need to just hold on to that hope. It will be a place where people can send their content and share their personal stories, and also a place where artists and musicians to also share their work and also to help market their events, because artists don't get the recognition that is so deserved. So we want to change that.
Can you also tell me about something that's coming up? Tucson's Got Talent.
Tucson's Got Talent started out as a lip sync contest at IBT's. We are now on our 7th event, and we decided to change the formats, and now it is a series. It was created to create a platform, literally, where people could showcase their talents, at the same time build confidence, and once again to build a bridge with the entire community.
And you've got a youth focus.
10 years old to 17, and then 18 plus. The quality of talent is just amazing to me. And it's amazing what happens when you just share music with each other. It's just magical.
Can you tell me how folks can find out more information about the Colby Olson Foundation?
You can go to the ColbyOlsonFoundation.org website. We're also on Facebook and also on Instagram.
This has been the Nonprofit Spotlight. Today I was joined in the studio by Noreen Olson, President and Executive Director of the Colby Olson Foundation. Thank you so much for coming down to KXCI today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.